Blog Talk Radio. Blessings, blessing, blessing. Thank y'all for coming on tonight. This is your host from Texas. I am Sister Sean. I thank y'all for joining us tonight. It is Friday, October the 28th, 2022. I pray that you can hear me. For those that know how to get in touch, send me a message. Let me know. You can hear it clear. I tell you, this is a cold Friday night. It's been raining thunders over here in Texas, in the DFW area all day. The temperature then dropped to 58 degrees, so it's kind of chilly. So I kind of like the weather, but I don't like the rain because I like to sip on soup and hot coffee, not coffee, but tea. Well, Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for keeping your people safe. Father, I ask that you go in the highways and byways. Father God, I ask that you be the pilot and the driver be the co-pilot. Father God, we rebuke every car accident. Father God, we cover every car on the road in the United States, even in other countries, up under the blood of Jesus, Father God. Father God, thank you for your covering. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your protection. And Father God, I ask that you choose over my mouthpiece. This is your radio station. This is your radio station. You have your way. So I ask the Holy Spirit to speak through me. So Father God, I ask that you keep everyone that's on her, that's listening, covering, Father God. And Father God, we just speak no transfer in the spirit. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy because you, the battle was already won. You already bind, the enemy's already bind, Satan is already bind in heaven. We just have the authority to speak things of our life. We have the power and authority to tread over the serpent and scorpion. So, Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Amen. So, like I say, I pray that y'all can hear clear. Make sure I got everything up. Okay. So, I do apologize for the noise in the background. Well, where I'm at now is by a busy highway, so you'll hear noise in the background. I do apologize if you hear too much noise. It's just that we kind of live by a freeway. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to be on real quick. Like I say, it's raining. It was thundering, but the thundering didn't stop. It's just raining. I don't know if it's still raining outside. So I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be on here too long tonight. I just want to talk about how it's so important for us to stay connected. How it's so important for us to pray. Even Paul, when he spoke to the churches, he was telling them, pray without ceasing. It's very important for us to continue to pray. We must pray. We must pray. It's so easy. When I minister to people besides those that's on Blog Talk, when I minister to other people, you know, I get phone calls all throughout the day. And they do forget, you know, the situation, everyday situation. They, you know, it's so quick, you know, get emotion. It's so quick to get caught up in what's going on because our feelings are involved. It's so quick to get distracted. And once we get distracted and get on emotion, we forget to pray. We'll go seek everybody else, and we want to tell everybody our problem. But what our job as a servant of the kingdom of God is to direct you back to the Father. Well, what do the Father say? And we need to learn how to teach this in our household with our children. Have you seek the Father on it? Or what have the Father say? Be still until you hear from heaven. Have to teach our young generation how to pray and how to pray effectively, how to pray without ceasing. And I love how Paul was speaking to the churches. He was giving instruction. And when we go and look at one of the past, you know, the messages that Timothy wrote with our season, he gave us so much instruction. I was speaking to someone today. I just love Paul. I like Paul. Paul had boldness. Even Paul was even bold when he was out there in the world. And Paul was bold when he started doing the work for the God kingdom. And Paul's word, he was straightforward with the word of God. He was straightforward. He was teaching us what all we need to do. And we learned that we have to pray. We must pray. We got to pray. Despite what everything that's going on around us is letting us know, you know, pray with the Holy Spirit. Pray with the Holy Spirit. Pray without ceasing. We have to pray with heaven. We have to reject these distractions and reject the evil things that go on with our life. We have to rejoice when we don't want to rejoice. Because it says, no, even if we rejoice always in the light in our faith. And we have to pray without ceasing. And when you pray without ceasing, that means you're praying in every situation. Don't matter what the circumstance is. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, you have to pray. And when you pray, after you pray, this is going to be the key word for you. After you get praying, thank the Father for answering your prayer. Thank him for releasing those angels that's going out based on your prayer. Thank him for the relationship that you have with him. One thing I know, we cannot do anything without not having a relationship with the Father. When you have a relationship with the Father, he begins to reveal things to you. He begins to reveal things about yourself. He will begin to reveal things about your household, about your spouse. Oh, he will even reveal things to you about your children. How well do I know that? He began to reveal some things to us. We might not like it, but the reason why he's revealing, especially when it comes down to ourselves, the reason why he's revealing things about ourselves so we can get ourselves healed and delivered and set free in order to do the work, in order for us to do the call that's on our life. What I've been seeing here, what I have been seeing, and I will go to the Father. And I have said this on Blog Talk, and I have mentioned this in the Wall of Prayer. In order for you to protect yourself, in order for you not to get in trouble, someone give you a word and you don't understand that word, when you don't understand, it's best for you to go to the Father and ask the Father. You might not agree with the word, but the best thing for you to do is go to the Father. Praying without ceasing, even when you go down to the next verse, when you go down to the next verse, Paul warned us not to be stubborn or reject the gift or prophet or prophesy that speak revelation, the word of instruction, warning. He let us know, do not reject people that give revelation. Don't reject people that give prophecy. It's different levels of prophecy, how people prophesy. It's different ways how God used people, and that's his business. We don't meddle around his business. However he want to use people, you might be like the power, bold and speak boldly and ain't going to take the word back. You speak the word until it's time for them to crucify you. You're going to have people like that. Then you have the people that's compassion with the heart that can give you this love and love and love on you. Everybody ain't going to love and love on you because it depends on their time. They love you with the word. And throughout this season, throughout the time after time, I have witnessed where people have been rejecting the gift of prophecy, or either the gift of the prophecy or the gift of the prophesy. People that speak revelation in their life, people that speak encouragement in their life. There's different ways that the Father speaks through us through the Holy Spirit. He's sending messenger angels and won't give us nothing else because he wants you to come seek him for yourself. He might give us something that he knows. He might give us warning for you. So some people have to be healed and delivered because they stubborn and they not receiving what the Father is speaking to them about. When you go and read the word by praying without ceasing, if you keep reading it, you keep reading it and keep reading and going through that whole chapter, First Testimony, T-H-E-S-S-A-L-O-N-I-A-N-S. Y'all know sometime I might get kind of tongue-tied with my words, and I spell it out for you. When you go down to the Bible verse where it tells us to pray without ceasing, and it tells us to give thanks, and then it tells us don't reject the word, don't reject prophesying or prophecy. Don't reject the warning. When you have a relationship with God, God will show that person judgment. We might not like it. He will show judgment that's coming upon your own family. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. You think he won't? Because you have a relationship. Even though in verse 21 tell us, well, we need to test everything, all things carefully. It's okay to test all things carefully. This is so disrespectful. Let me help y'all out tonight. This is so disrespectful. If you can't honor the person that's praying for you, that person might not pray the way you want them to pray. They're going to pray the way that the Holy Spirit guides them, how they should pray. But when you start cutting a person out, when they praying, say, well, I want to pray that you walk in, you know, obedience. For you, for example, I'm praying, you know, I want to pray that you walk in obedience. This year you walk in obedience and you will line up with his will. Oh yeah, okay, you praying the prayer, but they cutting you out. Say, oh, yeah, I walk in obedience. I walk. Do you not know what that is? First, you being disrespectful and you're not honoring that person. I can tell when people reject you, because if they reject what comes out your mouth, that means they're rejecting you. If they're rejecting you, and that's a dangerous thing to do. And giving you a word, because the Holy Spirit put them in their spirit and give you a warning of a word, you got to go back and ask the Father to show you. Once they release the word, their hands clean, you got to go back and seek the Father for yourself and ask him to reveal it for yourself. I've been around too many people praying for them. They cut you out. You can speak this, or you can say this, I'm praying for peace to be with you. Oh, I got peace, and they lying. The people lying. They lying. That spirit in them lying. Because the reason they don't understand the peace. You can be at peace in your house when you go out, because the Bible let us know when we go out, we got to put on the whole armor of God at all times. Paul let us put it on, every piece, put it on. Some of us go out their house, we don't even have the whole armor on. Some of us go out the house and we don't have certain pieces on. Well, I'm going to use, for example, one main piece they don't have is the helmet of salvation. They won't have peace in mind. Do you not know with mind all over the place, you cannot rest? Your mind can be all over the place by dealing with things, everyday situation, worrying. None of us is perfect. None of us who is worthy of his glory. That's why we got to pray without season at all times, in every situation. Yes, it's going to hurt. I can tell y'all many testimonies where I was disappointed, where I was hurt, where I got in my feelings, but you got to shake it off and get back in the will of God. You, when he started dealing with you and showing you what this, why this had to happen, then you start to thank him for closing those doors, for protecting you and protecting your family. Prayer will show you things before it happens. Prayer, an intercessor, prayer, I would want to be an intercessor, because intercessor is so close to Christ. You are connected to Christ. Even when you are in a sea, he begins to show you things. But when you come with being a prophet, a watchman, or apostle, you begin to come on a lot of attack. Just ask yourself, who really be messing with the intercessor? Don't nobody. With the intercessor. Come on. And I want to be an apostle and a prophet. But they don't know the cost of being a prophet. They don't know the cost of being an apostle. They don't know if you can open the book and see what the apostle went through, what they went through in life for speaking the true word of God. Some of the servants of Christ they died of a terrible death. Moses led the people to the promised land, but he was not allowed to get in, go in there. He was not allowed to go into the promised land. So be very careful when someone comes, you have to have a to know the voice, who is the light, who is the light, who is real, real servant of God. You should know them by the fruit. He let us know the same from evil, for every, from every form of evil, withdraw from, keep away from it. We got to protect ourselves. We can go and travel. I'm going to help somebody out tonight. You can bring, reason why people pray and say, I pray for peace be with you. I pray for peace, and protection. Do you not know when you go to different region is different demons. You can say you at peace now, but when you get to the other region in your body, because some people are so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, so sensitive to the spirit realm. Come on, y'all. Y'all better be careful about rejecting people that pray for you. You need to watch what come out your mouth. If somebody say they praying for peace over you, thank you, Father, for peace. I must need more peace. Thank you for peace. You might be at peace because you're doing something now, but when you get to the place, it's a whole different ball game. Look what it say in verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself. We want God himself bring the, we want to, if we say we sit high above principality and power, that peace, and so peace, now may the God of peace, he's the peace. That means we got to listen to him, because if he a God of peace, he's going to separate us from things that's going to cause us to fall. He's going to separate us from things that's going to put us in harm's way. We got to consecrate with the Father to be a support for his purpose. We got to say that again. We got to be consecrated with him to be set apart for his purpose. a lot of people misjudge what you're going through, like it's something wrong with you, but they don't even understand the set apart. They don't understand the consecration. The more you consecrate yourself with the Father, it means you on your face. Either you on your face worshiping, you on your face being still, being still, ain't saying nothing, letting him minister to you, or him heal and deliver you, or you consecrate and reading the word, consecrate by praying. And that's going to take time being apart for his purpose. Because why? He wants us to be blameless for the coming of our Father, for the coming of Jesus Christ. And so, I see that all the time. You pray for people, and the Holy Spirit will come through you and say things they don't like. Be careful. Be careful. You pray for yourself. So when other people start praying for you, you ain't going to say a mumble word because you're going to humble yourself. You're going to walk in that community. You're going to walk in charity. These people, yeah, you listen. You test the spirit. If there's something that you say, well, Lord, could trust me, you're going to know. And you're going to go to the Father and say, well, Father, I don't know about that because that didn't feel right in my spirit. You're going to know because you of him and you speak. You spend time with him by praying and worship. You spend time with him by talking to him always. So you're going to know those who not of him. You're going to know those that reject his people. You're going to know it. They not fooling nobody. Let me give y'all a reality check. They ain't fooling nobody. They ain't fooling nobody but they self. Because you're going to know them. I don't care how crafty they are, how slick they are, but the veil is going to be ripped sooner or later. And you're going to know who they are and who they serve. Some people don't have the fruit of the Spirit. They don't have patience. You got to have patience when you pray. You got to humble yourself when you pray. Salvation, you got to humble yourself. Sometimes you got to go through that humility. You're going to go through a lot of things. And I just sit back and say, Lord, you know, I know you see this. Sometimes I get to the point I don't even say nothing no more. I just don't say nothing. And it ain't even worth your time saying nothing. And I just go say, Lord, what is my assignment with this person? Do you even want me to continue to be connected because they keep rejecting you and they think they're rejecting me? What do you want me to do? And he'll let you know. Don't reject the gift. Don't reject the gift of the prophecies. Don't reject that the prophecy, the prophet, you know, don't reject. When they speak in revelation over life, giving you word of encouragement, you might not like it. You might not like how they say. You might not like how they pray. If he sent a 5-year-old to me and they lay their hands on me in prayer, I'm not going to reject that. Because he can use anybody. He can use somebody sometimes. Well, we know that because Moses had a speech problem. He can use anybody he wants to. They not going to pray like me. They ain't going to pray like you. They ain't going to speak the word the way you speak the word. They ain't going to speak the word the way I speak the word. They ain't going to speak how Randy speak the word. They got their own assignment. They unique in the eyes of the Father. So not to get yourself in trouble, the best thing you can do, you go seek the Father on whatever, just what I'm saying, you go seek Father on it. Seek him on it. And trust me. Matter of fact, trust the word of God. He's going to always come back and give confirmation. That's part of prophecy. He's going to come back and give the confirmation because he's going to back it up with his word. And then you will hear somebody else saying that. Just like when we be in the Bible series, everybody got lined up. Because if one member of one body, everybody going to be lined up on the same page because we in the season with the Father. When he say, teach my people, go back and teach them from the beginning. Everybody, the righteous one going to be teaching from the beginning. It just ain't going to be one of those people. You're going to see most of the people being in the book of Genesis or being in the book of John. When you start seeing that, that's your confirmation that heaven is speaking. Come on, pray. He hear the heart. He hear your cry. He hear the heart. He hear your broken heart. He can see your wounds. You can't hide your wounds. You can put on makeup all you want to. You can dress down in these fancy clothes all you want to. You can pretend to, you could be a pretender to your coworker. You could pretend to your friends and, oh my God, you could pretend in your own household like everything is peaches and cream, but you cannot pretend to God because he sees it all. In the book of James tells us to confess our sin to one another so we can pray. If we one body, one member, we supposed to be, somebody got to be the feet, somebody got to be the legs, somebody got to be the eye, somebody got to be the ears. The eyes can tell the ears, I don't need you anymore. Head can tell the feet, I don't need you. We all need each other. We all need each other. You pray for those that's lacking in knowledge. Even Paul told him, when you go down to verse 25, Paul even told him, brothers and sisters, who are thy brothers and sisters? The ones that do the work for Yahweh's kingdom. He said, brother and sister, pray for us. You got to pray for the leaders. You got to pray for the bishops. You got to pray for the evangelists. You got to pray for the intercessor. Because some of them go into some tents. Warfare prayer, and they need to fill back up. You got to pray for the apostle. You got to pray for the prophet. You got to pray for the forerunners. You got to pray for the gatekeeper. You got to pray for the whole member of the body. We are the body. You got to pray for everyone. Got to pray for them. You got to treat everybody the same. You can't pick and choose who you going to pick, who you like. Oh, I like this person because they see much deep. They act on your word. Look at your newsflash. I don't care who they are. I'm going to stand on her on the airway bowl. We all don't get it accurate. None of us get it accurate all the time. All of us miss it sometimes. We release it too soon, or we out of season, or some of us can't even interpret what we see. Come on. Nobody is perfect. I can sit up here, I ain't gonna say I'm perfect, and I know some of them that I've listened to, and some of them I just sit up there and say, He tell us to watch and pray and be aware. But that's why we got to pray for each other. Lord, help them. Help them to interpret right or what they seeing. Lord, let them come back to their first love. That's why we got to pray for them. We deal with everyday life. Everything. Every day. I minister to pastors. I minister to pastors and leaders all the time. And they feel they are crying out for help. Because even it tells us, therefore encourage and comfort one another and build up one another. Just as you are doing. We support
supposed to sharpen iron, two came to walk in agree, because we are one body, one member of the body. Therefore, we have to encourage one another, comfort one another, and build up one another. Paul told us that in his word. Don't tear each other down. When one go through one thing, you turn your back on, you keep going because you so selfish, you thinking about yourself. That one sheep straight away, you don't want to go back to one sheep because 99 making money. You getting rich after 99. You don't want to know my brother is dealing with something. My brother need help. My sister need help. The father, how can I help them? He'll let you know what you need to do. He'll speak to what you need to do. So when somebody's speaking to you and they speak in peace or they speak in healing or speak in prosperity, they speak in these things, but you rejecting them. Now I'm at peace. Oh, now I'm at peace. No, you rebelling. You're rejecting. You ain't even listening. You don't cut nobody out of their pain. Come on. Well, we're going to move on. That have blessed y'all. We're going to go ahead and take callers. We're going to have a short night tonight, which is good because rain is so relaxing. You want to relax and drink tea and get up under some cover because it's cold and it's raining. So, Father God, I thank you. Let us remember how to pray with our season. Father God, that we will stand on those who are required to stand on the wall, that they will continue to stand on the wall. Those who are watchmen, Father God, let them continue to be on the watchtower. We pray over every watchman. We pray over every watchers. Watchmen, we pray over the prophet, your true prophet. And Father God, those who left, those who didn't prosper to the dark world, Father God, we just pray that they will come back to the light and they will be children of the light, Father God. They will be the children of the light, Father God. Let your light shine over them. Let your light shine through them by the word, Father God. So, Father God, we just pray over the young generation. We continue to pray over the young generation, Father God. Father God, you showed us things that was going to come this month and throughout the year. Father God, we pray over the young children. I'm praying over the young children from the age of 10, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16. That younger age from 10 to 16. Father God, I pray that you put a shield of protection over them. Father God, I ask that you hide them up under your wings. Father God, I ask that you cover them, cover their mind, cover their mind from this society, from social media. And Father God, that they will learn, even if they're not learning in their own household, that you will send them. And you send the dime, those who drop a dime in their life, those who drop a seed by speaking your true word to let them know their true identity, Father God. I ask that you hide them, Father God. Hide them up under your wing. Protect their gift, Father God. Protect their true identity. We count for every car accident, every premature death, Father God. Father God, whatever is in the water, whatever's going on in the pipeline, in the water, Father God, I ask that the angel will be released, and I ask that you clean the pipeline. I'm seeing things in the pipeline. I ask that you clean the pipeline, purify the water, purify, contaminate water. Father God, whatever they contaminate the water with, I ask that you purify, Father God, purify, Father God, that this water, this contamination in school, a school, I see a contamination in the school system going through the water, the pipeline. There's contamination. Even, I don't know if this coming from, but I see Florida, I see Florida, there's some contamination going on down there, and it's getting in the water system. It's getting in the crop. So, Father God, I ask that, you know, you release your rain. Release rain from heaven and wash everything that need to be washed. Father God, wash everything, even glunk. I see this contamination even in school, in the pipe. And Father God, I just pray that over every building that's old, been built like in 1970, 1950, 1980, Father God, I ask that you touch the owner, house owner, apartment owner, condo owner, that you will touch their heart, Father God, to rebuild these homes that are molded, that have mold in the wall. These people, they would not be greedy, but they would do people right, Father God, by redoing, remodel, getting this stuff out of these old places and remodel. And Father God, I pray over the elders that cannot do things on their own, Father God, that you would send them help. Oh, Father God, supply the resources that they need to get their home remodeled. And Father God, send those, Father God, send your true labor to help elders out, Father God. I ask that you remodel everything that's even in the nursing home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pray over your food. Bless your food. Pray over your food. Pray over your food. Pray over your food. There's going to be a lot of recalls, a lot of contamination in food. Some of these going to be intentionally. I'm going to say it again. Some of this going to be intentionally. It's going to be a lot of contamination, especially in the schools. We have already released that, but I'm saying it's real strong. I see kids coming from school being sick, because there is a contamination in the water, in the pipes, in the water, in the food. Thank you, Holy Spirit, keep me covered, keep me covered. They've been doing this. They about to get caught. This is something that they've been doing, especially in the school. But it's going to be exposure, this thing. That's why I say y'all pray over y'all children before you release them in the morning. Send them with your own. When you go get these things, pray over, bless the food, bless the food, bless the water, because I see contamination in the water, and I see a lot of contamination in the water, like I don't know what is that over there in Florida, but I see a lot of contamination in the water over there in that area, even in the Caribbean. I don't know if that's over there. All over there I see contamination. Something is being contaminated. So we want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray and stand against that. And we speak that it will be no danger. And I want to pray over the high blood pressure medicine. I want to pray over the diabetes medicine. Because I remember the Holy Spirit revealed this to me a couple months ago, that the high blood pressure and the diabetes medicine were causing cancer, where it was just on the news. They did a news thing about some high blood pressure had a recall because the thing. But see, let me tell y'all, I didn't release where I was went into a lab. I didn't have more than one dream about in the lab. The Holy Spirit showed me that they were doing in the lab. And some of these pharmaceutical, no, some of the stuff that they are up, they know that it's been harmful to people's body. And see, God, I pray, and then I believe he's going to shut it down, that he's going to release things to go to these labs and demolish it in the name of Jesus. So I pray over every high blood pressure medicine, those that have not got the news, that it will not cause harm to their body. Father God, I ask that you deliver us, Father God, from these medicines, Father God, that we would give us right herbs, right food that we need, that our body needs, so we can be completely healed. I speak that our soul would prosper and be in good health, that we'll be in good health as soul prosper. But I pray for those that receive medication that it would not have do no type of serious effect to your body, that it would do what it needs to do. But when the Father do time, when he say throw it away, that you walk in obedience and throw it away. But he will let you know when time comes, but you got to get your mind, you got to get your body right. You got to get your mind lined up with heaven and start eating right, start exercise right, because you can do it. He give us the things for our body. So I pray that, I don't know how the word epilepsy just came up. I don't know if anybody on here is dealing with epilepsy or that one of their child is dealing with epilepsy, but I speak healing. I speak healing. I even see medicine, people taking medicine called epilepsy. I don't know if that's seizures or what, but I speak whoever this is, healing in their body. They will be in good health in the name of Jesus. Master, we're calling from. Okay, we'll come back. Mass, who's calling? Where you calling from? I'm not hearing nobody. Y'all can hear me? Let me see. Let me call in. Give me a second. I'm not hearing nobody, but yeah, if you can hear me, give me a second. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on with these callers. Let me see. Okay. 321-230. Hello. 321-230.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm okay. This is Aunt Elise.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Well, do you have a prayer request or something you want to share?
I do. I wanted prayer for my brother and his children. His two twin daughters. He's been going through like getting like visitation with the kids, and it's been like kind of difficult because the mother kind of makes it difficult. Well, I shouldn't even say kind of, but it's been like a really difficult thing with our family and her and him with the children. So, just really wanted to pray her about that situation.
Okay, you say your brother and his children, is he going through like a court battle or something?
Yeah.
Well, Father God, I just thank you for, you know, taking over this situation, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you just breathe on your son, breathe peace upon him, Father God. Let him seek you more on getting wisdom on this situation, Father God. I ask that you touch both hearts, the mother and the father, in this case, Father God. And Father God, you see it all. Whatever is going on in the situation with the mother, Father God. I ask that you just set her free, Father God. Set her free from herself, Father God. Bring the healing and deliverance into her life so she can be the mother that you have made her to be. She'll be the daughter for your kingdom. And Father God, I just speak patience. I speak love. I speak the fruit of the Spirit in this situation, Father God. I ask that you take over. You know where these children should be at, Father God. And Father God, I just speak that you perceive, because children are so innocent. Father God, I just stand with heaven against any backlash against these children, Father God, that you will protect them and you will guide them, Father God. That we want to stand on your word and speak your word, that there will be no weapon formed against them. No weapon formed against them. No unnecessary warfare should come near their dwelling place. But Father God, that we speak that they will be protected. They will know who they are, Father God. They will experience your love, your unconditional love, your peace. I speak that all these children, these daughters, they are daughters of Zion. And Father God, I thank you for protecting them. So Father God, every weapon, no weapon formed against children, these beautiful children, this beautiful daughter, every tongue that arises against them in judgment, that, you know, we're going to stand with heaven in condemning. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for, you know, you have already made a decision in heaven. Every door that needs to be closed, let it be shut right now. Let that door be shut. And so, Father God, I thank you for the final decision, because the final decision is already made in heaven. And so, Father God, I ask that it will be peace between both parents, that they will know how to work together, come together in love, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm talking about all that wrath that's going on, you know, all that wrath that's going on, the back and forth, the words, you know, the curse words, and, you know, everybody angry at each other. I just speak a peace over that.
Thank you.
I speak a peace over that.
Well, I appreciate you. It's been quite the ride. And following all the way down to everyone else who's not, you know, really involved. Like, I cannot even speak on the things that have happened. It's just been complete chaos even, you know, like everyone else has been doing anything, trying not to do anything but love the children and be there and even help her. It's just been really, really difficult.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Father strength to get in out of the situation, and he moved everything that needs to be moved, that he touched everything that needs to be touched, and it's a lot of hearts that need to be touched. There's a lot of hearts that need to be healed.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate you. God bless.
Encourage your brother to stay on the word of God and seek God for wisdom and understanding. A lot of people don't understand right now, but he gonna have to trust God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he trusts God by standing on his word and having that relationship with him.
Okay, we'll do that.
Hey, is there anything else?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in the show. You have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All righty.
Good night.
All right. All right. 828-989. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm Jennifer.
Hello? Can you hear me? This is Jennifer. I don't know if she went away. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the switchboard. Hello? I don't know if that's her phone or not. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is this Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing? I don't know if that's your phone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is there a prayer request that you have? I don't know if that's her phone cutting in and out. Because I can't hear you. Hello, Jennifer?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're in a bad area, but I catch you.
I can hear you.
Yeah, so what prayer requests do you have? Yeah, I see
obedient.
Okay. Father God, you know what your daughter needs, Father God. You know, because your word, you know every strain of her on our head, Father God. You know our weakness and you know our strength. So, Father God, I thank you. Our strength is with you, Father God. We are strong as we begin to pray. The more we pray, we get our strength from you, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you for strengthening your daughter when, you know, her body is overwhelmed and weak. So, Father God, I thank you that you're going to teach her how to stand strong and don't give up, that she's going to continue to pray without ceasing, Father God, that she will continue to stand the word, Father God, that our body, we do get tired, Father God. We do get overwhelmed. Our brain keep going, Father God. So I speak peace. I speak peace be still in her home. Peace be still with her mind. Peace be still. Everything that's coming after her to the east, the west, and the north, and the south, even coming after her through her bloodline, Father God. Oh, Father God, show her the areas that she can uproot things from her bloodline. And Father God, let her be. I just thank you, Father God, and I speak that she will be strong and she will be courage. She will not fear because you are on her side, Father God. You will never leave her and you will never forsake her. That you, if we wait on you, Father God, you renew our strength, that we will mount up with wings like eagle, that we shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint, Father God. And I speak that over your daughter, that the Lord is her strength, that she will sing it even when she get up in the morning. Before she go to sleep, she will continue to remind herself, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. And she will be praised, Father God. Just bring her that calmness upon her body. Calm her down in the name of Jesus. No more worry. No more worry. No more worry in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Yeah, the phone cut in and out. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for calling in. I do apologize about the phone line. I don't know if that's my phone line or what. If it's Blog Talk, but thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
God bless you.
72. Masters calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jennifer from Michigan.
Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, do you have a special karma card for anything?
You know, I just prayer that the Lord would restore some money that's been stolen from me, and yeah, there's just been an attack. We've just been trying to move for a long time, trying to purchase a home, and there's been attack after attack, and yeah, just prayer for that.
Well, Father God, thank you for your daughter. And Father God, I just speak that she will recover it all. What the enemy thought he stole, Father God, what the enemy thought he's doing, Father God, that I just speak that this will be an hour, that she will watch into a season where she's going to recover it and you're going to restore. This is going to be her hour of testimony. This is going to be her hour where you're going to bring restoration into her life. So, Father God, I just speak, I declare and decree that you restore unto her double, that she will seek you, Father God, that she don't pay too much on what the enemy's trying to do, that she will laugh and tell him it ain't going to work this time. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for restoring everything. And, Father God, even the paperwork, even the thing that the moves, give her favor with this move process. Give her favor with this phone, Father God. Father God, because the paper's already signed in heaven. So I ask that it be done in her family life, in her life, upon this earth, as it done, that you redeem her. And Father God, redeem everything that the enemy, he will have to, I want to say this to you. The Bible let us know that we have the power and authority to take everything back, take it back by force. The enemy just, let them know enough is enough. You're not for to come here. You're not for to demise my family. You're not for to get me out the will of God. You stand on the word, stand firm on his word, and start whooping him with the word. You take your hands off my finance. I speak that my finance will not go up under attack. My household will not be attacked in this season. You know, we're in this season that we're going to go through things and we're going to be afflicted. But according to the Bible, Psalms 34, that he's going to deliver you out of that. Believe that he will deliver you out of that. He's going to deliver it and he's going to restore. And when he do restore, it's all going to be good. It's going to work out together for your good. You know, use some Bible verse. Whatever he in your spirit, you might be up and he might drop, be still, or he might drop everything together for your good because you love me, your daughter. Whatever he give you a word, God, what do you want me to do today? Speak to me today. Speak to me. You're a father that you said your word said you would never leave me and you would never forsake me. And so, Father God, I just ask that you speak to me today and thank you. And another thing, start thanking him. Start thanking him even through what you're going through now. He said that even in Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore help to you and heal you of all your wounds. Not only he will restore everything, pay back what the adversary is trying to take, but when he said, I'm going to restore, he will restore it all. He will restore your family. He will restore your peace. He will restore. Sometimes he got to turn down and then he will rebuild because it's going to work together for your good. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in your daughter's life. Father God, in her life. Jennifer, are you still there?
Am I what you said?
I was wondering, are you married?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm seeing your husband come up. I see your husband. And so I asked the Father to give him strength. Anything that's bothering him, Father God, I just speak that it will be peace. Everything will be still. He just sit back and watch the hand of God. And Father God, I just pray that they will come together, and they will come together as husband and wife, and they will pray together. When two or more here on earth come together, iron sharpens iron, two walking together in agreement. And Father God, what this thing that the enemy is trying to come against between them, Father God, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just speak that they will pray together, they will pray together, that they will pray without ceasing, and they will walk together in faith, and they will walk together believing that you already went ahead, and you done already made the crooked place straight. What is done in heaven should be done into their household and marriage. What's done in heaven should manifest in their life this hour. So, Father God, I thank you for their marriage. I thank you for restoring. Father God, I thank you. Let peace be upon her husband, not the peace of the world, but the peace that you promised. And Father God, he was in a place that he will trust you, that he will believe that this thing is already worked out. He just walk it out. And so, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the protection. I thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father God, I just speak that he will stretch his hands out, that he will stretch out, and he will receive everything that you have for him. If he seeks the kingdom of God, seek you first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all your righteousness. So, Father God, I pray that he just stretch his hand out and receive everything that you have for him and his wife in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I definitely felt the peace of God during that prayer, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So just speak the word of God. Tell the enemy that he's been a victim. He can go with y'all in your new home, and you know. And I ask the Father to touch the heart. Whoever took this money from y'all, that he will touch their heart. Don't be surprised if they have to come back. When you have a relationship with God and build that relationship with God, that he will reveal some things to you. You know, don't take it personal. You know, pray for that person to be healed and delivered and set free. But God will restore it all. God will restore it all. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. Yeah, I've been praying that the Lord would bless them and that I forgive them.
That's
and
right.
Just
that's right.
Praying blessing over them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
want to.
Yeah, I don't want to carry it.
That's it.
I don't want to carry bitterness. So.
That's right. Because mm-hmm. you get your blessing. That's right. You pray for that person healing and deliverance. Pray God
mm-hmm.
to heal and deliver them and set them free from themselves. That's
yes.
how the hand of God will move upon your life. Don't carry that with
mm-hmm.
you. Amen
right.
to that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. It sounded like it cut out for a second. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But, yeah, thank you so much for your prayers. And is there anything I can pray for you about?
Oh, whatever the fuck. You know what? My God, that I felt when you said that, I felt the Holy Spirit hit me.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Sure. We all need prayer. Yes. Go. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yeah, you can pray. You sure can.
Yeah. Do you have any special requests that you have?
Well, my request is that the next assignment that the Father have for me, that I would endure with Jesus and help. There's some financial blessings I'm asking the Father to release in my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm driving. So my phone is for some reason cutting out. Did you say you need financial breakthrough?
Yes.
Okay, financial breakthrough. And is there anything else besides that?
And just, you know, to endure whatever assignment he has for me.
To endure whatever is happening?
The next assignment.
Sorry. Okay. Well, Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much. We just lift our sister up to you right now, Lord. And I just pray peace over her finances, Lord. I pray peace over her life, the peace that passes all understanding, guards her heart and her mind in Christ Jesus, Lord. I just speak the finances will come in the name of Jesus. I speak life to her finances, Lord. I speak the breath of God to her finances, Lord. And I just thank you that you're going to just build and build and build in her life, Lord. I just declare building in her life financially, prospering her, Lord. I just I see the Lord building blocks, and like I'm getting this picture that he's like building something. I don't know if it's, I think that it's pertaining to finances, but I think he's just building you in every area of your life, and just building, like I just keep thinking, he just keeps putting one block after the other, one block after the other, like it just doesn't stop. And he's just building, and I just thank you, Lord, that you're building her up, that you're building her life, that you're building her financial situation, Lord. I just declare prosperity over her, Lord. You know the heartache and the struggle she's been through, Lord. You know everything. You've seen her heart. You've seen her prayers. You've seen her crying out to you, Lord, day and night, needing your help, Lord. And you have heard her, and you are answering her in the name of Jesus. And we just declare breakthrough over her life in Jesus' name. And I even speak to her ministry, Lord, that you would just start opening doors in her ministry, Lord. I just thank you that, I keep seeing doors, like doors just swinging open for you. And I just declare that over her right now in Jesus' name, that doors will open in her ministry, that she will minister to even more people, Lord. And I don't know what you have exactly for her, Lord, but I know that it's something great, and I just thank you, Lord, that you are just building up her faith right now, and I just speak to that. I speak that you just increase her faith, and she's going to know that she knows that she knows that she is walking into your will in the name of Jesus. She is
walking into your
work, Lord, and you're just going to increase her even more in the coming days and in the coming months, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I just really feel like he's building something. I mean, is that true? Like, do you feel like he's building something in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And that's why I say pray for me to endure, you know, walk with Jesus to endure. Because, you know, it's not easy to do ministry. I know I can't build nothing by myself. I can't do nothing by myself. So we need that, and God bless you for praying. You know, like I said, we all need prayer. We should be praying, encourage one another. So I just thank God, and you know, God bless you for that.
You're right, and I felt like I needed to pray for you, so I just thank you, God, that He's
going to
bless you in Jesus' name.
Well, that's confirmation. This is what I'm saying. God, I feel the Holy Spirit on me. God knows who to send. That's who He is. He sees it all.
Mm-hmm.
He sees everything. We cannot hide anything from him. And, right. You know, when he sends somebody to ask me, can I pray? You don't get too many people to say, can I pray for you? Is there anything mm-hmm. you need? You don't get too many people.
Right.
You don't get too many people to ask you that. They think, well, you praying for everybody, you need prayer. That's not true. That's not
mm-hmm.
true at all.
Right.
Y'all
it's not
need
at all.
Prayer. Right.
Right.
So, I thank God for your obedience that you stepped out and was bold to ask me that. So God bless you and continue to lift, you know, all of us up on, you know, PGN.
Yes. Yes.
So God bless
Amen.
You.
That's right. Yes. We all, like you said, we all need prayer. And, you know, even it doesn't matter if we're in ministry and we're ministering to people all day long, like, we, at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, we're human and we need prayer, just like everyone else.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
So, and just tell people, check on people, pray for people. Call them and say, was there anything you need? Is there anything I can pray with you? Or we can pray together. It's so important,
mm-hmm.
especially in this
right.
hour. This thing.
I know.
This a lot of... Like I said to them, our children and our grandchildren are about to see things that our ancestors, our mom, grandmama didn't get the chance to see. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're going to see the evil. They're going to know evil is really evil. They're going to start seeing things that some of them ain't going to be able to handle because the book is manifest. The
right.
thing that is written, the quarters that they open and the things that they are doing, they're going to see the miracle and they're going to see the evil. And there's some things
right.
that we know, like I was telling somebody, we heard about, oh, yeah, witchcraft is real, doom witches is real, but we ain't see no quarters open and hearing about quarters and hearing about the stuff that these little kids is a witness to. We
mm-hmm.
didn't get the chance to see this of people, you know, extra projecting and flying, and we didn't hear about that or get to see that. But this generation right here in the next generation, that's the reason why they are under so much attack. It's
mm-hmm.
they're supposed to be. They this generation is bold. They're not gonna be afraid. You know, our generation. Before our time, maybe, you know, our grandmama generation, they mouth shut up. But no, you ain't going to be able to shut this generation mouth up. They begin to be
mm-hmm.
our witness to some things that we were our witness to. That's why we got
right.
to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff the Holy Spirit be showing me, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. He be showing me, you know, some stuff. But it will blow people's mind.
Right. Oh, I know.
You got to go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, at least in my opinion, I feel like we're either in the last times or we're heading
okay.
there, and we're about to see some things. We're about to see some things happen.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And all we can trust in is, I mean, all we have is Jesus. That's all we have.
That's mm-hmm. what, go back, pray without season. Pray without
right.
season.
Mm-hmm.
Pray your way through the storm. Pray your way through. You got to pray your way through because it's not going to get better if you don't take care of the righteous. Protect the right, but that don't mean they ain't gonna go through nothing. Then. We ain't gonna witness nothing.
Mhm. Right.
Oh yeah.
That's
God
the truth.
Bless you.
God yeah.
God
bless
you,
and thank you so much for praying for me. And I'm glad I got to pray for you. And you know, we're just gonna continue praying without ceasing and trusting in the Lord because that's all
Amen.
We need to do, right? Amen.
I'm telling you. Amen. And call us back with the testimony when y'all move into y'all beautiful home and everything be restored.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will let you guys know.
Thank you for calling in. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. Have a blessed night and blessed weekend.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Robbie from Virginia.
Well. You know what? You came in my spirit one day. You came in my spirit because I was like dropping them all blocks off, and you were just in my spirit like, okay, Lord, I pray that everything is okay with him. It's nice to hear from you. I'm telling you, you came up in my spirit a week ago. So what's going on? I said, and then now here you go. You came in my spirit a week ago. And I was like, yeah, you know, he ain't called in on the video. I pray that everything's going okay with him. And here you go. How's everything going?
It's quite interesting. To say the least.
Well, it's good to hear people also know that they okay, still in good health, you know, they still here with us, so it's good to hear the voice, to know that everything. You're still here. You're still holding on. You're still hanging in there. You know, spite what's been going on.
Holding on.
And that's what I'm hearing. You're still holding on. Even though the storm might have been raging in your life. I don't know what storm been raging in your life. But you still hold on. You're still holding on. God, he's still there. He's still there. Oh, we lost him. Okay, we lost him. Hopefully he'll call back. I tell you, God put people in your spirit for a reason. Anytime God put people in your spirit is for you to pray for them. And 9 out of 10, if they in your spirit, what you're supposed to be doing praying for is the reason why he's placing them in your spirit. I know this classmate, this guy that I know, I minister to him very bad. Toxic relationship, and you know, it was bad, it was violent. I mean, guns pulled out, you know, it was just very bad. And I prayed for him and tried to give him a word of encouragement. It's not the plan God forgot for you. And I remember him telling me, well, I was in this relationship because I thought I can save her, I thought I can, you know, let her experience something good in life. Well, if a person I'm willing to receive their deliverance or willing to be healed and delivered self Christ, you just putting yourself in a bad toxic relationship. Only person to set them free is the Father. And if you ain't assigned to that person to bring them their healing and deliverance, they just put the energy out of you, suck you dry, and you be pulled up into whatever they are dealing with. So he reached out to me just the other day, and I was like, wow, just in my spirit, you were just in my spirit. And he said, well, it was the reason why I was in your spirit. He said, I left that toxic relationship. It wasn't, and he didn't go into detail. He just said, I was in, I left the toxic relationship. I'm staying with my mom, but I think some things went down, must have been bad to make him leave, because probably been worse than the last time. I don't know. He never went in detail about it. But when God placed people like that in your spirit for you to pray for them, okay, he's back. Okay. Brother Robin, you back?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on. May not. So I was telling people, when God placed people in your spirit like this for you to pray for them, the Holy Spirit will lead you to what you need to pray.
Absolutely.
Well, do you have a prayer request or you have something you want to speak on?
Well, just say, you know, if you would just pray and have the Lord lead you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, I thank you for your son, Robin. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for blessing going in, blessing going out, Father God. I thank you for favor, not only favor from heaven, but favor from men. You got the experience, my God. You about to experience, I don't know if it already happened, but you about to experience some favor. When I say favor, you about to experience, favor. You just ain't going to believe it. This is going to come from men, because God going to place it on my heart, bless you, this type of favor. So, Father God, I thank you. It's like you're gonna recover it all. You're going to recover it all as well. There's going to be a recover. He's going to recover everything that the enemy thought he took. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thanks.
I don't know if you've been moving with the ministry. You've been I don't know if you have been in ministry or you connect to a ministry, but I see you connecting to a ministry. And you're gonna be blessed, but you're gonna bless others. But I see a connection with you in a ministry.
Okay.
I see you connecting with you, and you, it's going to be you. I don't know. It's like this guy. I don't know if he's an apostle or a prophet, but you don't have a connection, and I see both of y'all doing ministry together.
Praise.
I see you and this other guy doing ministry together. It's kind of look like a tag team. I don't know, like a tag team. But I see y'all going to be ministering together. So I don't know, have you been putting the ministry on hold? Or have you been ministering? Have you not been ministering lately?
I have been ministering.
You have? Are you ministering
Yes.
on what? On live Zoom and stuff like that?
Yes, I have a weekly... I have like a weekly show that I do, and it's called A Night of Revelation.
Oh, wow. And it's on live Zoom?
Mm-hmm. It's through my phone line.
Well, you're going to outgrow that. I'm telling you, you're going to outgrow that. It's time for you to elevate. And like I say, I see you connecting. I don't know if he's a God, but I see this guy. I don't know if he's an apostle or a prophet, but you're going to connect with him, and y'all going to do ministry together. But you're going to do ministry in another form, another level. What I mean by that, it's time for you to come out. I don't know. If the Holy Spirit spoke to you yet about doing conference, if he spoke to you by doing conference, but that's what connection gonna be at.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever thought about doing, have you been on Facebook or, I'm really trying to see what the Holy Spirit is showing me. Have you ever thought about doing your blog, like what they call it? I can see it, podcast.
That's been something that I have been looking into.
Okay. Because I see you, I don't see you on the, it's time for you to, God's going to elevate you. It's time for you to go to the next level. And I see podcasts. I see you in front of a camera. I see you, you know, teaching in front of a camera. And even I see you doing conference. And I pray that God give you revelation and give you the wisdom, knowledge, how to do it. And I believe he does speak to you. I don't know if this type of like a hesitant or I really want to say fear or maybe you're too busy. I don't know what it is, but it's time for you to come forth. I don't know if there's a financial thing or I see that it's kind of like a little hesitate or maybe you feel comfortable. You've been doing, how long you been doing the phone thing for?
I've been doing this now for about a few, because I was ministering on other lines for about a year and a half or 2 years. But I've been doing this phone thing myself for about, I want to say, since back in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God's going to speak to you. He's going to give you revelation about it. I don't know if it's going to be in the dream or vision, but you're going to know, because sometimes God, your next assignment, he will give you a vision, and he will give you the title of the vision. I mean, this is how I know how he does me. When he wants me to get out and step out, he's going to give you the vision. He'll give you the title, what he wants you to do, and he's going to give you confirmation. He's going to supply your needs. You ain't got to worry about that, because you ain't going to have to beg for bread. You're going to have favor. You're going to have favor.
Hallelujah.
Do you sing or do you do music? Do you sing?
I do.
Look, whatever is going on, that will be broken off of you. God is going to break some things for you. And it's just time for you to come forth. And do you write music? Do you write music?
I do also, yes.
Okay. So you continue to write your music?
Okay.
Are you still writing music?
Yes, I'm still writing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm telling you, it's all good, all well for you. You just got to step out. Come on, get out the boat. Come on, get yourself up. Come on, God is crying you to come a little higher. And I ask the Father to show you in revelation. Take him to higher heights, Father God. Show him on the other side, Father God. I ask that you move him with your word, move his feet. Let your word be a lamp unto his feet to move him in the right direction, that he shall not stumble. He's not stumble, Father, that he will trust you in every step he makes, Father God, even with the ministry, even with the music, even God. When you see God, you see him first. He's going to give you the heart desire. He's going to give you everything that you need. So I just thank Father for what he's doing in your life, because it's time for the elevation. It's time for you to move. And you know, sometimes God will push you. You will feel a push. I don't know if you've been feeling a push or a tug in your spirit. Have you been feeling that lately?
I have.
Okay, well, there you go. Sometimes we can feel a pull in our spirit, a push in our spirit. That's God. That's the Holy Spirit working on us. He wants us to come on out. Just come on out. Come on out. I got you. Get out the boat. Come to me, that we don't come. You know, you ask, if that's you, Lord, command me to come to you. Peter was bold, talking about, if that's you, Lord, command me to come to you. Well, Jesus said, well, come on.
Yes.
Be bold enough to come to me. That's what Jesus was saying. Be bold enough, get out that boat and come. Be like, if that's you, Lord, command me to come to you. Jesus was like, well, come on. Would it be easy? Nope. Mm-mm. Because I guess it caused us something. Even you even speaking about a bride, right?
Say that again now.
I say you speaking about a bride, about a wife.
Absolutely.
Okay. I heard somebody
I was listening to this person early this week,
mm-hmm.
and he said before he got married, he would ask the father, well, how she look, what's going to be her character? He asked the specific question of God, how she's going to act, what's her character, how she going to look. He said that was prayer. And I'm like, wow, that's good, that's deep. I need to try that because I'm like, man, because he tells us we have not because we ask not. And then when I heard this man's testimony about a vision, he went to heaven, there were these rooms, and these rooms had these different gifts and stuff in these rooms and mansions and stuff like that. And he'd be like, man, you know, I could have been in heaven. He said, man, if I'm on earth, but I was on earth, I wish I had these things on earth. And God told him, well, these things were stored up for you on earth, but you didn't even ask for it. When you begin to ask for it, the angel begins to move on your behalf. When you ask, you have to believe. You tell us when we ask, we have to believe, when we have to have faith. That's going to require us to get off the boat and walk on the water. We got to do our part. Whatever God needs to do with us to get us ready for whatever he's going to bless us with, we got to do our part as well. It just ain't going to fall from the sky and land in our lap. We have to do work too.
Right.
So when I heard him say that, I'm like, wow, he asked God how she looked, what's going to be her character, you know. Because that's the relationship we have with him to where we can ask him that. Well, how my wife going to look? Is she going to have long curl? How would I know? It's like Abraham's servant asked the father. He said, I'm going to pray to the father. I'm going to pray to the same father my father prayed to. How would I know? What would she be doing? See? We got to be bold in our prayer sometimes. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the wife to be, Father God, but I ask that you get your son ready. You know the hour, you know the time, Father God. So I thank you that this restoration that you're doing in his life to restore everything, Father God, that waiting, the waiting is over. The waiting is over. That's what I'm hearing. The waiting is over. You're about to, there are some things that you've been questioning the Father about prophecy. It's going to manifest. It's going to manifest. Have faith. Remind him of the word. Well, you spoke this to your daughter. So when it's manifest, I need it to manifest, you know, let it manifest in this season. Let it manifest in this season. And you make sure you are ready. But I just see it's just time for you to, it's time for you to try. It's time for your ministry. You have, don't you know you have a ministry?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so God's going to take your ministry. God's going to take the ministry that he gets you with to another level. So get ready for that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so get ready for that. Your ministry is going to go in there. Go ahead with the podcast. Go ahead with that. Do your podcast. I'm gonna direct you on that because I it's time. Sometimes it's a season. Season is up, and you gotta go to the next level.
Yes.
I'm gonna use an example. I used to do the phone, and I started out on the phone. And I remember I got a word, and when Randy used to write some calls, and not only he spoke to me, you know. The Holy Spirit spoke to him over the phone, but on the one of the Christmas cards, he was like, it's time for you to come out the wilderness. It's time for you to go to new places. It's time for you, you know, it's time. It's time for you to go come up. It's time. And I was like, well, I'm be honest. Everybody know this testimony. I felt like I wasn't ready for the radio. I was doubting myself, my speech and everything. And I was like, nah. I was going through something in life, but how funny, we tell God is not ready. So one day
I was praying in my living room, and I heard so loud and clear, Kyle Brandon now. And I kept praying like I didn't hear. I heard it again, Kyle Brandon now. And kept praying. I heard it that last time I heard it, Kyle Brandon now, because it is time. And I said, well, I just got to do it. I called Randy and told him what I heard was so loud and clear. I heard it 3 times. That last time, it shook me. We had like a couple hours of training that Friday. I was on the radio. God know what he's doing. He know we might not think we ready, but God know we are. And then once you get in it for a while, he going to come back and remind, bring things back to your remember. Well, you just didn't know. You were ministry. You was on your job. You were ministry when you was this age. You always had a compassion for my people. You remember you did this and you did that. So it have always been in you. You had to trust me and come out. So I pray that helped you.
And also, if you would agree with me in prayer, there's a specific situation where I really need some clarity on. And I believe I heard God spoke to me multiple times concerning it, but still, there's some things that's just I still need some more clarity.
Wow. And it's funny that you say that, because I think that's what hesitate or whatever. I'm trying to remember what the Holy Spirit told me, but Father God, if you already gave him clarification, you already gave him either to the red light or the green light. Father God, I just pray that he will trust you. If God already then gave you clarification on it, trust the process. Trust the process. If he says, this is what I want you to do, this is who I want you to be with, this is who I want you to connect with, I'm just using this for example. This is where I need you to go, this is where I need you to be still. Whatever this is, what if he then gave you more than one clarification, confirmation, you have to trust the process. I can understand that. We hear things, but we hesitate. So, whatever you keep, if he already spoke to you and gave you confirmation about it, trust him on it. So, Father God, I thank you. And I ask, Father God, you just make it. Some people, you just got to make it clear. Like, they call him Doubt Thomas. Now, I don't believe Jesus is that. I don't believe my teacher's back, my rabbi back. I ain't going to believe it. You know, I'm paraphrasing the best way I know how. I ain't going to believe it until he's standing here. I got to see the nail print in his head and in his feet. And then not only that, I got to put my hand through it. So the Father knows that something's going to be like that. Sometimes he just got to show it. And so, Father God, this is a situation that you got to show your son to reassure him you are speaking and this is what it needs to be, Father, I ask, let it be done. Let it be done. And so, Father God, I ask that you give him confirmation that he will know, and he will know, and he will know without a shadow of a doubt that this is you speaking, and this is what you say in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because the Father do speak to you. He speak to you. He do speak to you. So
yes.
I thank the Father. He speak to you. When you worship, he speak to you. So
if he didn't already gave you confirmation and he came back and gave you confirmation, that's just what it is. Now he's saying, do you trust me on it?
Well, that's the fun part.
Sometimes we be missing a lot of stuff because we don't trust process. We give up and we don't think, especially when it's something that God is doing too good, we just don't believe this to be from God. Even when he's trying to shut doors that he don't want us to go through, sometimes we give the enemy the credit when it's the Father. So there you go, Brother Robin. Just stay suit up and pray up, and then, you know, continue to teach his word. But follow Christ. Follow him. He's going to direct your path. He's not going to put... There are some things that God had pulled you out and pulled you through. And if he was that God that pulled you out and pulled you through, he's still that same Father.
Yes.
He's still the same Father. Is there anything else?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, we don't have no more callers. No one with their hands up. Like I said, this is look like it's gonna be a short night, and there's no one else with their hands up. I don't have anything else to say. We thank y'all for calling in. Oh, wonderful. Somebody just put their hands up. So I want you to, before we leave off, I want you to release a word for the people, if you don't mind, if the Father allow you to release a word or pray for the people.
Okay.
Let me take this caller. Just give me a second. My call 966. It's Sister LaShawn. Master's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. It's Regina.
Hey, Regina. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm good.
That's
joined
great.
Not too long ago. Yeah. I'm joined late. I said kind of joined late when I got on here.
That's okay. I know you're on the west side. I already know you come on pretty late, so it's okay. How you know what I was thinking about you? The one day I was thinking about you. I had been, where did I go? I think I went out to eat somewhere. I'm trying to see where did I go. I think I did. I went out to eat, and I thought about you because I went to this restaurant, and I thought about you. I thought I wanted to have some Regina because I said if I eat or something. But you came across my mind when I was out.
Yeah, no, I haven't gone out. I know I need to get out more, but I haven't. I haven't stepped out yet.
Yeah, I sure did. I went to go. At the restaurant and you came up in my mind and I said, I wanted to see you take herself out.
I didn't. See, I will. I'll have to do it.
Well, do you have a special prayer request?
Just, you know, just my girls and my, just the girls that even though they're coming around, but just want to lift them up. They're making better choices, but trust God, though. So.
Well, it's in his hands. It's in his hands. Everything's in his hands. The time in his hands. Like the word tells us, there's a time and season for everything. So it's in his hands. He's in control of it all. We have to believe and trust him. He's in control of our children. Yeah. And we take our hands off it. And it's in his hand.
Yes.
It's in his hand. We move our hand. And it's in his hand. And we trust him and we go for his peace because they belong to him. And so, Father God, I thank you for teaching your daughter that, you know, that it's in your hand. You're in control of it all. And, Father God, we thank you for protecting him. Father God, let me tell you, don't think the words you are telling your daughter is in vain. Trust me. They see you. They see you. And I want you to catch this. They see you. They see how you react. They see how you pray. They see how you worship. They're seeing it. And she's really the woman of God. And she's standing on the word. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Our children see us. And they see that nothing bother you. You got peace, your joy, you got your joy back. When they start seeing that in you, they're going to be like, well, I want to know the same thing my mama got. Whatever this God she's serving, I want to know him. Because they see you. If you, whatever you're doing, they see. If you're going around here tearing up stuff, breaking stuff, they see that. And they're going to act like that. But they see worship and smiling and thank you, Jesus, and praying, and that thank you, Jesus, can touch them. They're going to be in a position, they're going to remember, Mama will always say thank you, Jesus, so I got to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, they're going to be saying, Mama, you just say the blood of Jesus. They're going to say the blood of Jesus. So they see you. They see you happy. They see you a word. They see that your joy back. They see that you're fixing yourself up. They are seeing you. They are paying attention to you. And some of their some of their reactions be what they see out of you. I don't know if I'm going to the way with you. But it could be what they see out of you. Like the word tell us, resist the enemy and he should flee. But he know he can't bust you no more. If he know he can't win down, he just going, because he's going to end up wearing his own self out. He just going to go. He's going to go away. Trying to attack a big prey that's bigger than them. And by the time they realize I can't take this thing down, even the small one too fast for them. I can't take them down. They got to go take a, that line got to go take a rest. Got to take a break. He gonna go take a break. He gonna go away. He might come back. He might come back just to see if he could tempt you again. That's the part of the roaring, the lion. He walks around. He walks around like a roaring lion, thinking who he could devour. So remember, your children see you. So when they know you ain't worried, you ain't all uptight, you ain't fussing at them, and you got this peace up on you, they going to make them be at peace. God, I thank you. I thank you for touching their eyesight, opening their eyes to God, understand, Father God. Thank you for healing their heart. Thank you for the deliverance of the household, that you are delivering her household, Father God. It's on your time, your season. Deliverance is already there. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. So I thank you that her household is in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I just ask that your daughter will walk in the obedience, walk in your truth, keep your eyes upon Christ, that you want her to be happy. You want to fill her up with joy. You want to do things for your daughter. She just got open arms to receive it. She just got to open arms to receive it. Let the Father be the Father in your true life. Let him be the Father in your life.
Yeah, our children going to frustrate us. Yeah, they're going to do something. But when you know God is in control, he said, when your ways please me, I'm going to make your enemy at peace. If you ain't at peace, that means you need to examine yourself. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing that listen very carefully to the voice of God in this season. It'll be very important for you because there's going to be something that he wants you to do. Very important. It's something that you need like a direct answer from the Father. So I don't know if you need to go on a fasting and prayer, but listen very careful to the voice of the Father in this season.
Okay.
Listen very careful to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's a decision you're trying to make. I don't know if it's a decision you're trying to make or something you're seeking him for something important. But you have to listen to his voice. Listen and pray. Have concentrate. Shut yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father God, I thank mm-hmm. you. I thank you for molding your daughter. I thank you for reviving her, Father God. Reviving her spirit. You know, too, some of us need to be revived, restored in our spirit, in our mind, our body. So, Father God, you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God. I ask that you touch her ears and her eyes, Father God, that she really will hear you. Whatever this is, that she really hear you, Father God, and walk in that obedience in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, my kids were going through some little issues that came in. I didn't react. Usually I would. I didn't react. I just was like, okay, prayed about it. And I did have peace. And I just said, Lord, you know, they're going to do what they do. I can just give them my opinion or just tell them the right thing and then just let it go from there. So I have to say this week is where I kind of went like, you know, okay. So in my room and prayed about it and just, you know, I got peace and just let it go.
Right.
Instead of going on and on and on like I usually do.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I said earlier, when you have a relationship with the Father, he'll begin to show you things. He'll show you things as a kid. He'll show you things when you have that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my son was going to get him a car. He didn't have no driving license. I think he was 19 years old. I just can't recall the age, but he just came back home from college. And he go get him a car, and he ain't have no driver's license. But he asked us to co sign. He ain't asked us to put no down payment. He even had his money and everything. And my husband was fussing. He was fussing. He didn't have no driver's license. I kept telling him, it's going to be okay. It's going to be how he gonna go get a car? He kept saying that. He was fussing. I went up in the car and I prayed when I came out there because I told him it's gonna be just fine. I didn't say nothing to my son. My son came home with a 2015 Mustang, a 2015 Mustang, nice little car. Remind you, he ain't had no driver. And we were trying to figure out how he got the car. No sign-up. No driving license.
Wow.
It's like, see, when you have favor on your life, it's going to hit your kids regardless. It's going to hit your kids regardless when you got favor. When you got the blessing. Mm-hmm. Abraham had the blessing. God promised everything he touched was going to be blessed. So when you got the favor of blessing, everything you touch is going to be blessed. God ain't going to take that back. So, but I knew the Father told me it's in his hand. He got it. Don't even say nothing to him. That's a lesson that he got to learn. What he's doing, he got to learn on his own. You know, he's at the age of being accountable.
I was not worrying about him driving that car, you know, getting into about my business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who gonna pay the insurance? We ain't gonna put in the insurance. I kept, it's fine. God said it's gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. That's
well,
just what it is. We have a peace spot.
Yeah.
Let him go out there, buy the car, get everybody friends in the car. We didn't tell him about friends, and we tell him that he got to learn his
mm-hmm.
When you release
right.
your children out to the car and release to the father, they got to learn. Come on now. You got to get out of his
car. Yeah, they got to since I'm painful to watch, but you're right, they got to learn.
You can talk to them until they turn till you turn blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you what, they gonna remember. They will remember what you said. They remember.
Right.
They remember. They remember your prayers. They remember you going in your closet. They see it all.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, when she was in a situation, I remember my mom praying. I remember my mama crying out for God. They gonna remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't see my mama working. She was always saying, it's good. They gonna remember.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is there anything
like
else?
No, I just said, like, we remember, seeing our parents do things. No, that was it.
Yeah, we do. I remember. I can remember my grandma and my mom. I sure do. I remember the words mm-hmm. that they said. My grandma was always telling me, when you going to give your life to Jehovah? You see it. When you going to give your life to Jehovah? And she said, sit me down, even when I was 20, 30, 40 years old. Come on, God, we can
mm-hmm.
talk about it. That was my grandma.
Yeah.
And before she left here, the last three years, she will always tell me, and I didn't know at the time, but she'll keep doing the work for God. Keep going. She would tell me that, but she would prophesy in my life. She kept saying, keep doing the work for God. Keep
mm-hmm.
going. She would tell me that every time I see her.
Amen.
Keep going
yes.
the work. She would tell me that. Yeah, she would tell me that.
Amen. Kept speaking it.
So, you I'm telling you, you're going to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you for calling in.
That's it.
Well, Mr. Robin, do you go ahead and take over?
All right. We thank God for you tonight, Sister LaShawn, and. And we ask that the Lord would strengthen you and that he would increase you.
Amen.
That he would fill you up. And we pray for all of the people that came online on tonight. And God knows what each and every one needs.
Amen.
And this is for the body of Christ. And the Lord says, as the light that shineth in darkness, in this hour, I'm revealing the hearts of men.
Amen.
For the benefit, it's necessary for the hour that's coming upon us. So find yourself in me, for only your life is hid in Christ. And make preparation to gather together your resources. For only a unified body can stand. Hallelujah. And this is not a time to neglect or detach from the body, but to stand together in righteousness.
Amen.
And to stand on my promises. And I, the Lord, will mm-hmm. gather my elect from the four corners of the earth. And remember, mm-hmm. what good is, evil is always present to confuse, dismantle, to deceive, and to destroy. But there's mm-hmm. only one hiding place. I, the Lord, am your refuge. So be diligent and remain steadfast in the heat of the battle, for I am there. Even mm-hmm. in trouble and difficulty, I am there. In confusion, I am there, though I'm not the author of it. Remember, mm-hmm. my children, you are the carriers of my presence. And I, the Lord, declare a thing from the beginning, though it goes through many changes. There's a metamorphosis taking place in the lives of mine anointed ones, and I'm arranging things, and I'm making things work that seem or appear not to be working, and I'm making them to work. And I'm restoring and making ways where there seems to be no way. Know this, my counsel is always sure, and I'm bringing you to a place where you will be able to stand and not waver, and nor be shaken. So gird up your loins with truth and stand in your places of authority.
Mm-hmm.
And wave your banners and be suited up and encased in righteousness. Declare mm-hmm. my goodness, for my glory shall rest upon you. And take hold of faith as your companion. I am the God of your salvation.
Amen.
And remember, all flesh is like grass. The grass withereth, the flowers fadeth away, but my word shall stand forever. For many of you have discarded and allowed your promises to slip right through your hand. And the Lord says many of you have gotten comfortable with routines and patterns and old ways and religious dogma. And I, the Lord, shake the house that the dust may be settled. My ways are not limited to that of man, and I am a refiner. Will I not bring all things to completion? What I have started, am I not able to finish it? Do you not perceive that I am God, and I'm not limited to time or space? Get up out of your places of comfort and assemble all of your gear. Because in this next season, it will be needed and required of you to know your task and to understand your duty. For I shall unveil my divine strategies, and my generals must be prepared to execute. And many are creating a plan. Hallelujah. But the paradigm will continually be shifting. So my people mm-hmm. must consult me daily, because I, the Lord, bring divine order, direction, and protection. And no longer will you wonder which way or where to go or where to turn, for I, the Lord, am your God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Father, for the word that was released. Father God, I just ask that you forgive us for our sin, knowingly and unknowingly. Father God, I just ask that you forgive us for being in a place of stagnation, stuck. Father God, let this be an hour that we will not be stagnated and stuck and be comfortable. Be comfortable, Father God. That, Father God, always, if it's lining up with your will and your plan, make our comfort. Interrupt our plan, Father God, so we can line up with your plan. So, Father God, I thank you for all the listeners. I thank you for this day. Father God, I ask that you keep us covered, keep us protected, and Father God, that we will be rooted and grounded in your word, Father God. I thank you for your living word, because you are the word. So, Father God, I thank you for revelation. I thank you for vision and dreams and Father God, I just thank you for healing. I thank you for healing our bodies.
Father God, thank you for clean water, clean food. Father God, you see the plans of the enemy. You see the attack. But Father God, like your word says in Psalms 4, Father God, you're going to deliver us from it all, Father God, that all things work together for the good, for those who love you. So, Father God, we love you, Father God. And, Father God, we ask that you will protect the minds of the young generation. Father God, I ask that you will protect them, Father God, hide them, Father God. Father God, you'll raise this generation up. You're going to raise this young generation up to be warriors for your kingdom. You know, Chicago should rise in the young generation, even going from Chicago to Minneapolis, to Minnesota. I think it's Minnesota. You know, those places that, you know, people want to give up on the young generation, Father God, you're going to raise them up, not even here, just here in the United States, even in Africa, Father God, in Mexico, Father God. Father God, you about to flip this in. You already did the shifting. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. I'm going to say this again. Y'all need to be praying over the war because I see contamination, especially in the school system, over the water. Y'all need to be praying over the water and the food. Let your food pray and bless your food. Ask God for the discernment. Should you get this? Because I'm going to tell you something. One time I had some salmon from the store, and I began to cook it. When I looked at it, I said, this thing looks fake. It didn't look like, it didn't look, you, come on, y'all. We've been eating food all our life. We should know how food looks. Y'all have to pay attention. Even the food don't look the same. And I kept saying, this don't look right. This don't look like no salmon. It looks like it's fake. It didn't even smell like salmon. Then when I cooked it, and the way it looked, I could say, that is why I threw that thing in the trash. Then here goes later, they had something coming out on the news where here in the United States, they were growing salmon. They was growing it, and they were putting things up in there to make them bigger. You can tell what they want to the food. And we have to ask the Father, is this what you want us to put in our body? A lot of stuff we eat shouldn't be doing in our body. Food don't taste the same. Y'all ain't noticed chicken taste the same? It doesn't taste the same. And it don't look the same. So, Father God, I ask that you give your people wisdom, even when they go into the market store, the grocery store, that they will look with your eyes, through your eyes, certain type of food we shouldn't even be eating. That's causing the inflammation in our body. Messing with the brain cells. Father God, I just ask, you know, bless your food. Just bless your food and ask God to give you wisdom of what food do he want you to have. And so that's what's been in my spirit so strong. We need to pay attention because they not right. They do things with the food. Fish ain't even fish no more. Chicken, we have warned the people about chicken years ago. Eating that chicken. Don't eat that chicken. Well, we love certain type of culture. Love some chicken. God for wisdom, because really, be honest, you shouldn't even be eating the skin of a chicken.
Right.
You have to ask God for the wisdom, because that's the reason why so many people are dealing with high blood pressure, diabetes, and all this other. They coming out with so much different diseases and infections that we never heard of. So ask God for wisdom. They got eating flesh. I just heard something new. Somebody eating flesh. They got another in Florida eating flesh. God, thank you, Holy Spirit, because I told y'all earlier I see contamination in the water in Florida. And now he brought back to me that they somebody say eating flesh, some type of virus. I don't know. But we need to pray that God will clean the water. He will clean the water. He will clean the food. That we will eat the fresh food. We will be bold enough and tell him to send a manna from hell. He's going to take care of the righteous. So remember Jeremiah 29 in love. We know the plans he has for your life. It ain't time for you to go. We know by Paul got bit by a deadly snake. The problem at home. So we need to pray. If I'm abiding in you and me, the Holy Spirit dwell in this temple. Can't nothing contaminate, touch this temple. Believe it. Have faith. Believe. So I thank y'all for coming in tonight. God bless you. Thank you for releasing the word. Keep us in your prayer. You know, do any of y'all have anything before we go ahead and sign off?
No, I believe that's it. I just want to say, y'all ladies have a great night and a great weekend, and may the Lord be with me.
Yes. And y'all pray over your transportation. Pray over transportation, traveling. If you traveling, keep yourself covered. Pray over your transportation. Because the enemy is trying to cause car wrecks. Pray over transportation. All right. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Thank y'all for coming in. And I see if I can play a song before we leave. All righty. Let's see.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. For the pressing, I would. rushing in the spirit, preparing me.